Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu by the Luchos Shmiyos, "Psal lecha shne luchos avonim karushoyim." It was a chiddush in the second luchos, different than the first luchos, that the stone that the luchos that the ksav ha'elokim was written on had to be chiseled up by Moshe Rabbeinu. The first luchos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the shne luchos avonim. They were here in Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Shnei Luchos Avonim in Hashemayim, together with the Mikhtav Elokim. The second Luchos, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Psal lecha, you have to chisel out the stones, bring up the stones with you to Elai Yohara." When he was Mekayim, Elai Yohara, he had to bring with him the stones. And he brought with him the stones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote onto the stones the Mikhtav HaElokim. Rabbi Yashaber used to bring from Kadmoini that there's a Hanhoga that changed by the Luchos Shniyos, different than was by the Luchos Rishonis. That Luchos Shniyos, we find, the Gemara tells us, that there was a Nigzer Gzeira that it should be Bitzar, Biyagiyo, Ba'omo. Luchos Shniyos were very different than Luchos Rishonis in the whole surah of Nesinas HaTorah. Luchos Rishonis were seemingly the etzem without the toil and the yagiyo of Klal Yisrael. Through the dveikus and the clarity of Torah was so clear that the etzem, there was no reason, a need to toil. Ad kedekach luchos rishonis, there was no yitzahara, there was no malach hamaves. For the first 40 days after Klal Yisrael and Mekabel the Torah, Chazal tell us, Chayrus is with the tof, even though generally Chayrus would be with the tes. Chorus ala luchos, that the michta lebe elokim was chiseled into the words. So why is it with the tof? It's with the tof to teach us a loshon chayrus, that they were chayrus from Yitzhahara, they were chayrus from Nal Chamoves. They reached a very, very high madrega by the luchos rishonis. Torah came to them very, very natural. It didn't need their own toiling, their own working. Luchos Shniyos was a totally different matzah. Even after Klal Yisrael was zoche, in the second 40 days, to the kapara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Alei Elai Yohara, I'm willing to give the Torah back to Klal Yisrael, but there was a whole change in the Hanhoga. The Luchos Shniyos, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to have to be with the Omol, with the Yegiyim, with the Tzar. The Beis Halevi is very marchid. I won't get into it now. I wasn't planning on getting into this point so much. But the Beis Halevi is very marchid, how in many ways the Klal Yisrael benefited from a whole different mahalach of Limud HaTorah through the fact that they were given Luchos Shniyos. The Luchos Shniyos is a hanhoga where the Torah has to be toiled on, worked through. Beis Halevi explains much more. The whole mahalach of Hoida Vahadora Pilpula Shel Torah was only shayach by the Luchos Shniyos. Because by Luchos Rishonis, when there was no need for Omol and Yegiya, the Torah came to them automatically with such clarity. The whole avoda sachayim and the whole avoda of Klal Yisrael to toil and to work into Torah till their massive Torah didn't exist with Luchos Rishonis. But Meidach Gisa, the Madrega of Tahara, the Madrega of Kedusha, wasn't something which Klal Yisrael did on their own. Ad Kedekach, the Beis Halevi explains, it's in the Hagdoma, there's a few places, but it's in the Hagdoma to the Sefer. He has it in Hagdoma to both Sfarim, he touches on this point. Hagdoma on the Torah and also Hagdoma to the Tshuvas. And he has a whole drush on it in the end of the Tshuvas, how Klal Yisrael, through the avoida that they have to work on themselves, to be masik Torah and Luchos Shniyos, their guf is niskadesh b'kdushas ha-Torah atzmo. Ad kidei kach that Talmud Chochem, a lamdim, his guf becomes like the parchment that the Torah is written on. Because it has, and the depth of the idea is, because the hasog of Torah Shebal Peh, it's not the repetition of the concept, repetition of the words. It's the the mitzvah of mesiras hatoyes harisha baal peh is when the person himself has the havana. It's his. It becomes Torah delay. It becomes his own Torah, and he's able to transmit it to his talmidim. When a person learns Torah, becomes his own Torah. The Torah and him become one. Just like the kedusha of the parchment is the kedusha of the Torah atzma. It's not like there's no difference between the kedusha of the letters to the kedusha of the parchment. So too, when the Isha Yisraeli is yogea the Torah and he becomes one with the Torah, that the Torah becomes Torah delay, he's miskadosh b'kedushas haTorah itself. The outcome of being kodesh b'kedushas haTorah that it's a much, much higher madrega than Klal Yisrael would have had had they only had the lichus rishonis. That connection that they become kedushas haTorah atzma was only because of the whole change of the mahalach, that it has to come through omo, through yegiyah, through the hardship, and it has to become Torah delayed, it becomes their own Torah. That it's a whole different hanhaga, the hanhaga of luchos shnis and the hanhaga of luchos rishonis. Now, part of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael how luchos shnis would be different, the first nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was psolecha. You have to be the one to bring the physical stone, which on that the Torah will be written. It's not going to come from me. It's going to come from you. You're going to have to bring it. You're going to bring psolecha. You're going to bring those stones, and I will write the michtav on the luchos. Because be'etzin that was symbolizing the whole mahalach of what was going to be by the luchos shniyas, the whole mahalach of Torah that's going to change through the second Kabbalah Satorah that they will recover, and that's the Torah that we have, the Kabbalah Satorah of luchos shniyas. Rabbi Yosher Ber used to say from Kadmoni that there's no chadar her over here in the psolecha. That ever since the gzeira of that the Torah was changed, the way it was given to Kasa, that it has to be musig, the primius ha-havana of Torah has to be musig through Yegi and Omol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, psolecha, the gashmius part of the Torah, the support for the Talmid HaChomet, the gashmius chilek that the learned the Torah will need has to come from the Moisri HaTorah themselves. The daiga that Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov had to go to Rome, and they had to go to different places to be masig kedei parnasas haTalmidim, there was part of that the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, they have to be yogeya, to be doyeg for parnasas Talmidei Chachamim, the chilek hagashmi, that on that the will be written the klach of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the chilek hagashmi aspokas tzorchei haTalmidim, also has to come from the Talmidei Chachamim atzmon, from the nishmas of the Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dor v'dor. Every single marbitz Torah has to carry a burden and an oil of parnasas haTalmidim and the gashmi to b'chilek. You say it also. So if I had to daiga for the make sure that the air conditioning would work for the Bachrim, I took it as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibra to me as I was listening carefully. Psol lecha. The Gashmi is the kechelik of the Bachrim. Take care of that. And if I feel glad that the shiur got postponed in 20 minutes of a certain lesson I could share with you, which is part of my tafkid over here as a Margit Torah that I have to also do. Sometimes to die with the chelik HaGashmi. Now we'll see. Later in the parasha, I have to be Mekatzah this year, because I still have to invite the Doik for something on Gashmim of the Lom Dei HaTorah over here for Shabbos Beis HaShem. But I want to get to the point to appreciate how the whole bris of this week's parasha, which is going on the Luchos Shniyos, the Netziv so beautifully is masbir, what was the second bris? More the Luchos Shniyos and the Luchos HaRishonis. There's the klolus. I'll begin with that. I'll be marachiv on this straight away. There's the klolus of Sefer Dvarim, of Mishnah Torah, and there's the brochas and the klolus of Mishnah Torah, and there's the brochas and the klolus of Parshas Lechi Kosek. There was the first bris and the second bris. The pasuk emphasizes at the end of this week's parasha, Eile divrei habris asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichrois es bnei Yisrael beretz Moav milvad habris asher koras itom b'choyrev. This is the divrei the bris that Hashem was mitzav Moshe to be cursed with Klal Yisrael in Arvis Moav, besides the bris that HaKadosh Baruch was cursed with them in Choyrev. Someone could go around and give out the Pepsi. Guys, could open it up and serve it. It's on the 2 day. I think the Pepsi could be served. You're giving out to the Lelum is exhausted. They could use some cold caffeine. Yeah. I have to encourage the Psalacha. The Gashmi is the Gechelik of. I have over here 20 Sifre Torah which are being written, but the parchment has to be taken care of. Shkar Hananya, pour the guys some cups also if you can. Thank you, I appreciate it. There was a second Krisas Bris. And the parasha, like all parashas, have to be learned well. There was a second Krisas Bris in Arvis Moyov, Milvad HaBris HaRishon, besides the first Bris. The Bechukoisai, the Toichicha of Parshas Bechukoisai refers to the first Bris. The Toichicha of Parshas Kisavoy refers to the second Bris. What was the Chiddush more in the second Bris over the first Bris? The Netziv is Marchiv, many, many places, but by the Netziv was the Yesoid HaYesoidus. You see from the Sugi in the Gemara, he's coming off the Gemara in Soite. If you see the Emek Dovid, the Netziv, he establishes himself from Chazal in many, many places. The Bris of Arvis Moyov was the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch with Klal Yisrael and the new Madrege of Limud HaTorah. As the Pasuk itself says, Le'inosan Hashem lochem leiv lo das ve'inayim lirois poznayim lishmoya ad ha'yayim hazeh. It was only after the 40 years in the Midbar that HaKadosh Baruch was cursed this bris. Now, as the Psukim, hopefully, those will be my share next week in Mitzovim Vayelech. Mitzovim Vayelech Vayter is the Krisas Bris, that's the Hemshach HaKrisas Bris together with Parshas HaAzinu. These parshas, Kisavoy, Mitzovim, Vayelech, Azinu, are the Krisas Bris of Arvis Moyov. The Ikar Krisas Bris of Arvis Moyov was on Yegia V'Omol Limud HaTorah. That the main connection of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come through toiling in Divrei Torah. Through the toil of Divrei Torah. Now, the understanding of the importance of Limud HaTorah and the whole concept of what Limud HaTorah does to a person, the change that it transforms a person, and that why it's so needed. Yisrael is really to learn for the sake of connecting to Dvar Hashem, besides the point of knowing what to do. But there's the Nekuda of connecting to the Kedushas HaTorah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Hasagah of Havana of Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't Shayach to properly be cursed that bris straight away at Mount Torah. For two reasons. First, as I mentioned before, the Torah wasn't given yet in that form. Luchos Rishonis weren't given in the form. Be'etzin, at that time, b'chlal this whole mahalach of Yegi and Omol wasn't there then. The bris of Ayosim Ba'agonois, the Peshas Matan Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu was mazeh the dam and Klal Yisrael, the dam habris. At that time, when Klal Yisrael were nichnas labris, at the first bris, this whole mahalach, as I mentioned before, didn't exist. But much more. The truth is, Klal Yisrael from their point wouldn't be able to be masig b'chlal what it's all about. Just like you can't explain to a blind person the concept of colors. You can't explain to a blind person the concept of colors. You can't explain to a nation who just got the Torah. You can't explain to them what Lomdis, what Limud HaTorah, what Yegiyah does to a person. A ger, shenizgayer, they'll explain to him how the horror of the Medrash, it's shayach to be dovek in the Kodesh Bo, and to be misanik such a place, and to become so uplifted and so changed and transformed, what Limud HaTorah does to a person. Until a person sits and learns for years and years, he doesn't experience it, he can't understand it. It's not shayach, it's not something that can be explained. It was only after 40 years in the Midbar, as the Pasuk says, it's only after 40 years with the Moshe Rabbeinu, and once they already had the Nesinas HaTorah in such a oifet that they were able to be massive b'chlal, the bris, and the importance of the truth, how crucial it is for Klal Yisrael to be lamdonim, to be talmid chachonim, to be dovok in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah. There would be no way that it would be shayach to be properly preparing such a bris before it. It goes much deeper. The Ramban, in this week's parasha, points out the differences between the toichicha and the bris of parashas Bechukosai to the toichicha and the bris of parashas Kisavai. The toichicha has many, many differences in the description of the physical tragedies that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Says the Ramban, anyone who will look into the psukim will realize the bris, the toichicha of Parshas Bechukosai, that was the toichicha that happened by Churban Bayis Rishon. The toichicha of Parshas Kisavoi is the toichicha that happened by Churban Bayis Sheni, and we're still part of it. And he elaborates, he goes into details. Basic knowledge of history shows everything that happened by Golus Bavel to the finest detail was described in Parshas Bechukosai. Everything that happened by the Romans and in the Golus were still in now Golus Edoim happened in the Toichicha is described down to the finest detail in Parshas Kisavai. The Churban, which is mentioned in Parshas Bechukosai, the destruction of the Mikdash, is described, everything is described in Churban in Parshas Bechukosai as being a Churban at one time. It's a brief period of history that's being described. Bayis Rishon, Parshas Bechukosai, speaks Be'ikr and Avodah Zarah, which was the source of everything that happened by Bayis Rishon. When the Pasuk describes the destruction of the Mikdash, V'shavarti as Go'in Uzchen, which refers to the Mikdash, describes the horrible siege and the terrible hunger and all the terrible tragedies. V'hashimoyis es mikdashechem, I'll destroy your cities, v'nasati es areichem chorbo, will be totally desolate, and I'll destroy your mikdash. V'lo yareach b'reach nichoychachem, v'hashimoyis ani sa'aretz, the land will become totally desolate. V'shomamu ole oyveichem ayoshim bo. And the Pasuk describes how the land will be totally desolate. That happened by Bayis Rishon. And Chazal tell us that for 52 years, the land was so desolate, a bird didn't fly over Eretz Yisrael. There was no capability of a bird finding any sustenance to be able to be alive here. It was like Sdoim V'Amorah, the Pasuk described. It was a total destruction. Then the 70 years were a total churban, totally desolate. 70 years were connected to 70 times Shemitah that wasn't kept. From, as Rashi describes, b'meshach the years that they were in Eretz Yisrael till the time of the Churban, during the 850 years when they were in Eretz Yisrael, from when they came in with Yeshua till the Mikdash was destroyed b'mei Yirmiyahu by the Bavli. And the pasuk describes a horrible tragedy happening once, and that's it. And then the people, and then Klal Yisrael going into Golus. And the pasuk in the Chukosei never describes a real geula and a real return. Parshas Kisavai is a whole different toichicha. It's a toichicha that happened under the Romans. It's a suffering which can schlep hundreds and hundreds of years. It speaks about about there being curse in everything that's done, that all the parnasa goes bad. Shomecha asher alurishcha nechoshes v'aretz asher tachtecha barzel. A klola in the parnasa mehei kol mishlach yodcha asher tase adishom decha vad ovdecha maher. Terrible things, tragedies of your enemy will win you in war. But then it describes situations. You'll be oppressed by a nation. It's speaking of a whole oppression. There was no serious. Any of this description didn't exist by Bayis Rishon. Being oppressed by a nation, a foreign nation ruling over you, that your ashuk and gozul, you plant, and they take away everything you plant. Sure, you take your shor to shecht it, they come, they take away the meat. Isha ta'areis, you mekadesh a woman, and she's taken off to others. You build houses, you can't sit in it. You see in front of your eyes that they're living in your houses and your fields. It's talking of a situation where a nation is oppressed, where Klal Yisrael has a ruling nation over them. They're living, they're surviving, they're there. This person, it's not that he's killed, it's not that his wife is killed, no, she's taken away captive. His fields, they're taken away. He has shvar. He shechs the shor, now they take taxes. All of these descriptions, and they come and they take the whole thing. This all happened by Bayis Sheni. The oppression existed many years before the Churban. The Churban was the Spitz. That was the when it reached seemingly its peak. But then it continued also. There wasn't a total, there was never a desolation. And the Pasuk never describes the land going desolate in our Parsha. Because the land didn't go desolate. There's been Jews in Eretz Israel the whole time. Very small amounts. As the Rambam writes, And Chas v'Shalom that the Eretz Yisrael without Jews in this old school. And the Taku work, this Rabban writes, there always were Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes, in times of the Crusaders, it was very bad. Jews were even killed, but there always were different groups of Jews in different places. In Akko, in a small group in Yerushalayim, in different places. Even in the worst of times, there were Jews and always in Eretz Yisrael. And in times of the Romans, Golan was flourishing. Yavne v'Chachomel, after the time of the Churban, was flourishing. 52 years after Churban Bayis Sheni, that was when Beitar was destroyed with over 3 million people killed. But you have, there were 3 million people there. There were at the times of the Romans, the beginning, there were hundreds of millions of Jews here in Eretz Israel. We were oppressed. And there were during the whole of the Romans, hundreds of years, there always was a Yishuv here. There always was a... It's the description exactly of everything which are in this week's parasha. The Toichach of Kisavai, as Ramban points out, happened, and it's describing that which will happen by Bayis Sheni. Now there's a difference between the Avoida of Klal Yisrael during the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon to the avoider of Klal Yisrael during the Tkufas Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, we had Nevi'im. There was Hashra'as HaShechina in a miraculous way, in a much stronger way than existed by Bayis Sheni. There was a Ruach of Nevuah. And as the Rambam writes in Akdoma, he speaks about the Tkufas HaNevi'im. In Tkufa of Eliyahu and Elisha, Elisha, he writes, had Nevi'im, Kiflaim, Kiyotze Mitzrayim. He had Bnei, the concept of Bnei HaNevi'im. What were the Bnei HaNevi'im? They were Talmidim of the G'doylei HaNevi'im, and they were getting trained into Nevuah. Now, kiflaim ketzim sand, that means over 1,200,000 talmidim of Elisha and Elio. Speaking about neviim, okim ibneichem the neviim, bachureichem the nazirim, vesh bachureich al kobosim, which would be lost at lovoi. And in many ways, in Baris Rishon had tremendous levels of nevuah. It was all different mahalach of closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu through nevuah, through avodas hamikdash. Came Churban Bayis Rishon, and Klal Yisrael came back by Bayis Sheni. When Klal Yisrael came back in Bayis Sheni, it was a tremendous man, Rotzoin, and the Anshikus HaGdolah asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was his man, Mesugel, for Tefillah. The Gemara in Sukkah describes how they davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shech the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. The Tefillah was accepted, the shechted. Now, together with Kadosh Baruch Hu taking away Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu also took away Nevuah. Chazal tell us that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, before they lo hinichu even al even, they weren't willing to lay a stone upon a stone in the Beis HaMikdash until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them that he'll be megala to them. Hoido vahadoro zivo shel Torah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah beg the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you took away the Ruach of Nevuah from us. Give us all the secrets of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we should be zoicha to be massive properly Torah Shebaal Peh. The Medrash is marchiv over there with 15 Lashonis. They asked for a hoido, hadoro, zivo, kvoido. They asked to be able to be massive Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered a yes. Bayis Sheni, from the beginning of this man of the Bayis, was this man of a ribuy of Torah Shebaal Peh, which didn't exist bichlal on the same level in Bayis Rishon. The focus in Bayis Rishon, even though of course there was a limud haTorah, as the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah, when he's moine the Moisrei haTorah, he's moine all the Nevi'im of Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Daf Zayin, Chagai was Yoshev al Meducha Zu, and he was from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and he had to give over the Mesoris and different halachas, and he told over different halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh. But in Bayis Rishon, the whole Hoido v'Hadoro Zivo of Torah Shebaal Peh, that wasn't the main avoda. Klal Yisrael didn't have the Shvichas Ruach, Kadosh Baruch Hu pouring his spirit into Torah Shebaal Peh, giving that siyata d'shmaya to be able to be massive Torah on the same levels. Now, of course, by his vision through Nevuah, and they were close to Kadosh Baruch Hu so much through Ashras Hashchina, they were massive Torah Shebaal Peh on their own, in many ways, but it wasn't, it was just like, there was a difference between before the Chet HaEgel and after the Chet HaEgel. So too, there's a difference in Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. During the Tkufa Bayis Sheni, where there was less Hashras Hashchina, there was less Ruach Nevuah, so much more came from Isarusa Dilatata, from the Hisarus of Bnei Yisrael on their own, through their own Amor, through their own Yegiya, through their own Hasaga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them so much more clarity of Torah. All the brises we have, all the Mishnayos we have, are from the Tkuf of Bayis Sheni and on. I don't want to go off track on this, it can be marked very much, but even the whole Musig, which towards the end of Bayis Sheni came, that there were two schools from the two G'doylei Ador, some call it schools, the two greatest yeshivas, there was Beis Medrash of Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, two major Botei Medrash, even Bechaye Shammai and Bechaye Hillel. There was two Mahalchim and Lomdas in learning, which clashed the whole time. You can't explain this to a stranger. What was the first clash that they clashed on? And it was this 3.5 year fight in the... The din smicha on Yom Tov on a Baal Chai it's in the Gzera Jabonon of Muktzah, is it mutter to be soimech the kol koichai on a Baal Chai for the sake of korban? And when you makir a korban, on Yom Tov, the Korban Shlomim, on Yom Tov, do you do smicha? You don't do smicha. Go explain it to a goy, or to someone who doesn't know what Torah Shabbal Peh is all about. It's enough kemina. Yes, smicha. Nishkin smicha. The gdoyli ador in the yeshivas, they're rocking and they're hacking. Yo, the whole lomdus of Masech, Beitzach, Chagig, Shabbos, and Chavin, all the lomdus are coming together over there. Till Omdu Laminyin. Till the Sanhedrin was Oymed, it was Machriya. This whole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced, the clarity of Torah Shebaal Peh comes out so stark. When you have a Ran who speaks about Iker HaNeder, if the Ran wouldn't be sourcing himself in Shavuos to Nedorim, Sivat Oisgefeld would be lacking in be able to be Masik the Shleimus HaInyan. We have a Shittas HaTosfos and the Shittas HaRosh, and we have a Shittas HaRan, different than Rashi. Yadin HaTfasa, Nishkin Din HaTfasa, you have a Machlekes, both of them come out clear. That's Ziva, Hoyda, Vahadora of Torah. That came towards the end of Bayi Sheni. When Kasher had to be prepared for losing the Mikdosh. The Ikar Avoid of Bayi Sheni and the whole Tkufa HaGolus, which that's the bris of Parshas Kisavoy, the way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Yegiyah in Limud HaTorah, to be Masik Torah, becoming the Klaf of the Torah. And it's nirmaz. It's nirmaz in the fact that it's in this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisovo. The toichach of Bayis Sheni, which is the toichach we still are in, that it's on the bris of Arvis Moyov, on the bris of Limud HaTorah. And more. It's through the appreciation of Limud HaTorah that Klal Yisrael will be zoiche eventually to the Geula HaSida. I've discussed this Bochum Ulim Ma'ashir in the past. You've heard this idea from me. How in the tshuva, which is spoken in the next week's parasha, Parashas Nitzavim, when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, v'shavta ad Hashem lekecha v'shamata b'koylai, this is another point the Rambam points out. In the toichicha of Parashas Kisavai, there's a clear description of the Geula, which is going to be a Geula Shleima. When we don't have that description in the Toichicha of Parshas B'chukosa, for the simple reason. The Geula, when Klal Yisrael came back, Rabbi Yisheni wasn't a Geula Shleima. They weren't Zeche to Malchus on their own. Only a very short Tkufa by the Tkufa Sachash Menoyim that they have Malchus. There wasn't the same Hashuas Hashchina Bayis Rishon didn't come back, Rabbi Yisheni. They were lacking in many, many things. It's only on the Toichicha of Kisavai that the Pesukim describe weiter. Even in this week's parsha, we'll have descriptions of Geula. But the Hemshech of this is in next week's parsha. V'shavta Hashem lekecha, there'll be a tshuva shleima. Klal Yisrael will be zoicha to do tshuva, and there'll be zoicha v'shav Hashem lekecha shvuscha v'richamecha v'shav kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. There's going to be a Geula shleima. V'viyach Hashem elokecha l'oritz ha'sheyosh ha'viseicha v'yirishticha v'hitivcha v'hirbecha me'aviseicha. The Geula will be so much greater, more than the Geula Rishoyna. U'mol Hashem elokecha s'levavcha. The descriptions of the bracha that are going to happen with the tshuva, that's all going to happen by the Geula Asita. Now, I have to be mekatzer, so I'll speak out this point. Those who've been in my shir, you've heard this from me in the past. But there's an idea which the Netziv is marachiv, and it's in next week's parsha, the difference between the Geula Shleima of Bayis Sheni after the Toichicha Bayis Sheni, which we're heading to very shortly, Be'ezer Hashem, is in the fact that Klal Yisrael were able to appreciate properly in their tshuva the importance of Torah Shebal Peh. The importance of Torah Shebal Peh was not appreciated enough as part of the tshuva when Klal Yisrael came back in the times of Anshei Knesset HaGdol. The Anshei Knesset HaGdol themselves, they did appreciate, but it wasn't something that on a national level the Klal Yisrael appreciated. The Psukim, the Netziv, describes this in a certain sense more in Parshas Bechukosai. The Psukim describe the Klal Yisrael does tshuva in the end of Bayis Rishon, after the Golos. V'hisvadu v'savoynon, they'll be misvada their sin, v'savoyna v'oyson. B'ma'alam asher mo'alu bi, v'asher holchum yibikeri. They'll be misvada, they realize that they'll sin. That they sinned and they want to change. Afani eilichim on bikeri, I'll still go with them in keri. Zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Avrom, v'af es brisi Yitzchak ezkor, v'oretz ezkor. I'll remember Eretz Israel and I'll be able to come back to Eretz Israel. But then the Pasuk then describes words the Osev Meyem, Vitirzi Shapsuisel, Bohoshama Meyem, Vehem Yirzu Savoino, Ya'an bi Ya'an, bi Mishpotai Mo'asu, Veschukoisai Go'al Nafsho. They were Moyes my Mishpotim, and they didn't appreciate my Chukim. The Netziv on that Pasuk, Na'im Dover, explains. Klal Yisrael, even when they wanted to do tshuva, they didn't appreciate how to do tshuva. They didn't want to have Avodah Zarah anymore. They didn't want to have Arayos. They didn't want to have Shvichas Domim. They didn't want to have any sin anymore. But they didn't know that to achieve all that, the tshuva shleima, they have to love the chukim, and they have to love the mishpatim, and they have to turn to Limud HaTorah to become Talmid Chachamim. They didn't appreciate what Limud HaTorah does to a person on a national level in order to make that decision to change. And therefore, their tshuva wasn't as the nation, the G'dolei Ador understood it, and that was the whole avoid of Bayis Sheni, as the Rambam describes. Yeshivas had thousands. But the nation on the whole didn't appreciate the importance of Yegia and Hasag of Torah Shebal Peh, what it changes a person, that has to be a crucial part of a person's avoida. It's only going to happen at the end of the Tkufa, the Golus Edom, which we're hopefully finishing soon, that Klal Yisrael on a national level will come to appreciate. And the Netziv explains that for the parish of Tshuva and the parish of Limud HaTorah are together, they're linked in as one. Because the tshuva shleim of the future, which we're part of that process right now, is when Klal Yisrael will appreciate at a national level a person that can only be a proper Jew if he's a lamdan, if he's a Talmud Chacham. Part of the tshuva will be to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah, through appreciation of Talmud Torah. And that's why the tshuva is going to be a tshuva shleima, and the geula will be a geula shleima. Not my words, the Netziv. I many times think, in the time of history that we're living, if I heard this Netziv enough, and some of you have heard this from me, what we've gone through the past 2,500 years is to teach us this lesson and nail it at home. How a Jew could only be Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, at the Kama, he appreciates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, he appreciates what becoming Kama Chacham is, what becoming a Lamdan is. That's the only way to be a Jew. When I'm referring to the hardships of the Golus, I'm not only referring to the Gashmi's, the hardships, to the Holocausts. All the different spiritual challenges also are also Gzeiras Golus. Also in this week's parasha. But that's also for that purpose. I'll share with you. By me, it's a Dover Poshut. Dover Poshut. The change in attitude that came after the Holocaust. That every single segment of Orthodox Jewry came to recognition that there's only one way to remain a faithful Jew. Through Limud HaTorah. Through sending children to yeshivas. That appreciation of every single Jew has to be educated in Limud HaTorah is something which it's horrific that we came to it. That it's not shaykh to be Jewish otherwise. It's not shaykh to raise a Jewish child today without a Jewish education. My grandmother, Alei HaShalom, she was a tzaddikis beyond description. I can't even describe to you the levels of tzidkis. And she went in Hungary to public school. But challenges changed. They're not mitzvah limud HaTorah, but it changed. That what, as we all know, all the hardships that American Jewry had, till they came to that recognition, back in the 30s and the 40s, without Jewish education, it's all gone. They'll assimilate, and that's never what happened. With all the hardships of assimilation, gone. Millions of Jews are lost because of lack of education. They can't appreciate mitav hoben achivut to limud HaTorah. And I'll add more. It's still not enough. What we've gone through, so 40s, 50s, 60s, every single group of chassidim who didn't have that same dveikus limud HaTorah changed. There's not a single chassidus that can have a chassidus without having a yeshiva. That's something that didn't exist before the war. You had Yireim and Shleimim who managed to hold on, but the nisyonis are being hurtled at us one after another and becoming harder and harder. The nisyonis today that you're going through growing up in today's time, it can't be compared to the nisyonis of 20 years ago. You need much greater tools to fight what we had to fight when we were growing up. You have nisyonis mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. When we were brachim, we never dreamt of the nisyonis that you're having. Hashem Yirachem. Yitzhar is coming in full force. But what does that have to cause? Hashem, there's no other way. I can't just learn Bikiyistik. I have to be the greatest lamdin. Nothing's going to hold. I can't hold on to you otherwise. All those hardships. I have to have the greatest gishmak in a svar, in a clerkite, in a sukya, to harvest through a rishon. All these nisyonis. What we went through the past 5 months, also, on some level, drill into us. And it's not enough this, it's not enough that, I need more, I need a chevre, but need a chise. I have to, as an individual, learn how to stand up to challenges, how to be dovuk in limud HaTorah. Being at home, being in a hard situation, the place where I wasn't, if I don't stick to the chavrus on Zoom on my own, and I swear, and with all the hardships, I don't stick to it, I fall. What does that teach us? At the end of the day, on a national level, we'll have to learn, and it's going to happen. And that's eventually what is going to happen. We'll be zoche very shortly, Beis Hashem, to the Gula Shleimah. We'll appreciate the bris of Arvis Moyov, which was on Yigiyah and Limud HaTorah. How through Yigiyah and Limud HaTorah, a person is able to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing can take him away. No Gashmias can pull him away. No Nisyonis can pull him away. If a person's connected truly as a lamdin, as a Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach, as Chazal tell us, Echol Masha Tareitze, Shtei Masha Tareitze, Ve'in Ata Nizok. Moshe L'Roife, who told the prince, he says, I'll give you a ritiyah, I'll give you a medication. If you take this medication, nothing will ever hurt you. Nothing. So too, Limud HaTorah is a sam chayim. If we're dovid properly in Torah, we're able to withstand all the challenges of the Yetzer Hara, no matter how strong they are, they come our way. So, Zoche Zayin, a good Shabbos.